Okay, today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We are on Daf Lamed, and we're up to the fourth line from the bottom, where it says, V'chiyesh lo rishos labal abayis litrom trumas meiser. The whole discussion yesterday, very hard Daf, but the bottom line is, the question is, can a Baal Yisrael be mafrish trumas meiser on behalf of a Levi to give it to the Kohen? Can a Baal do that? Rashi says on the bottom, Halo in ha-meiser shalo. Doesn't belong to him. Elisha Levi. What you're doing is you're taking off Truma without the Levi's permission, without the Levi's knowledge. Can you even do that? So the Gemara says, yes, you can do that. Why? Abba Elazar ben Gamlahi. It's the opinion of Abba Elazar ben Gamla. Titania, Abba Elazar ben Gamla Omer. Abba Elazar ben Gamla says, it says in the Torah, V'nechshav lochem chirumaschem. What does a nechshav lochem chirumaschem mean? And it'll be considered for you the trumas. B'shtei trumos hakasav medaber. The Torah is talking about two trumas. Achas trumas gedola, v'achas trumas meiser. One is truma gedola, and one is trumas meiser. So you see from here, it's a pasuk that he learns out the pasuk this way, that a person, a Yisrael, can give truma on behalf of a kohen, on behalf of himself, has to give truma. That's what he has to do. He can also give trumas meiser. And just Tosfos points out, don't think for a minute, that's where the similarities end. Because Truma is any, there's no shear. And Truma's Meiser has a shear. So they're not compared in every single respect. Don't think that. They're compared in the respect enough that this, that what? That a Israel can also be Mafrish Truma. Right? Kishem Shetruma Gedola Niteles Ba'omed. Just like Truma Gedola is given Be'omed, how do they translate the word Omed?
Intention.
Estimation.
Estimation. Right? Ubimachshava. That's where you mixed up the words. Ubimachshava and with intention. So what does it mean Be'omed with estimation? What does that mean? Says Rashi over here. Echad mechamishim she'amru chachamim mafrish Be'omed. The 150th, that the chacham, right, minatorah, One kernel is part of the whole thing from Truma. The rabbi said a regular person gets 150th, which is 2%. Mafrish ba'omed. You don't have to sit there with a microscope and do a ba'omed estimation. The imta, and if you made a mistake, ain kan iser. There's no issue. The medar raisa, b'chita achas, patar zakri. One kernel's good. So if you don't have to sit there with with all these machines to make sure you give exactly, you don't have to do that. Ba'omed estimation, and one. Delom not nabatora shear ella reishis degancha. The Torah never gave a shear. What did the Torah say? Reishis degancha.
So what's to stop people from lowballing their estimate?
Ain a chanami.
I mean, if you want to be cheap about it, you could theoretically.
Correct. Exactly. You're saying a very good question. I have a better question for you. If the din of giving by estimation is a din de rabbanon, which we just said it is, then how could you learn out Truma's Meiser from Truma? Right? What he just said. Kishem. I just read you a Rashi. That Rashi said, the Rabbanan made up a shear. Minotaur, there is no shear. Minotaur, there's no need for estimation. I can give one curl. What kind of estimation is that?
For what?
For Truma. For Truma. Look at the Gemara. Second line. Kishem she Truma Gedola Nutella's Ba'omed. Just like Truma Gedola can be given by estimation. Ubimachshava, and it can be given with intent. Kach, so too, Trumas Meiser Nitelas Ba'omed, Ubimachshava. So too, Trumas Meiser also. And if you're off a little bit, it's okay. You want to be cheap and you can't give less than 10%. So what exactly does that mean, estimation? I'm not 100% sure. But whatever it means.
You're shortchanging the Levy.
You're shortchanging the Kohen.
Or Kohen. If you estimate, I think, a little too much of the Trumas Meiser.
I hear, because the Levi's doing that himself. You say, in a case where you do it. I hear. But the point is, Truma Gedola is estimation, din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan? Din d'rabbanan.
Right.
Because Minotaur, there is no estimation. So how could the Gemara just here say that it's a hekesh? Just like Truma Gedola, you can give with estimation. So too, Truma Smaiser, you can also give with estimation. What kind of hekesh is that? Din d'rabbanan. Right? So you have to give some kind of answer that the Torah wanted it this way. That the Torah wanted the rabbis to come up with this 2%, and therefore an estimation. Otherwise, this is a good. It's a very good question, right? It's a very good question. Why? Gesundheit. Why does Truma have to be given with estimation? Why?
No, it can be.
Huh?
It can be.
It can be. Well, nobody gives one kernel. Because right. Min derabbanan, you're not allowed to do that.
Usually you'll give more.
You'll give either 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. So why give by estimation? Why don't you sit there with a microscope and give exactly the 2%? So Tosfos here says, because that, if you do it with estimation, you'll give more than you have. Yoni, you're not going to lowball it, just the opposite. You're going to give more. Why? Because you don't want to not give the shear. The rabbis made up a rule. It's a dinder abanan. The dinder abanan is you have to give 2%. So how do I make sure I give 2%? I got to give a little more. I got to estimate it. I can't estimate it to be cheap.
So if you give a little more, what's the...
That's why you give it by estimation. It was a benefit to the Kahanim. That's what Tosfos says. It's a benefit to the Kahanim, right?
People would err to the side of caution.
What?
People would err to the side of caution.
What do you mean?
Exactly. 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 Right?
See, there were no cheapskates back then.
It's an incentive. It's help not to be a cheapskate. By the way, what you're saying is the Rambam says exactly that. The Rambam says, you know, like when somebody comes to you, one of your kids come to you, and you're like very, very generous with your wallet. It shows a certain kind of generosity. You don't even look what you have; just give the. It's exactly what Rambam says. It's exactly what giving tshuva is like. You don't have to sit there and be cheshbining every kernel. Just give, give. You give by estimation, it's more of a generosity. Right? That's why you give ba'omed. You know, otherwise, I have to say, okay, let me chet every penny. No, just give. You do ba'omed, now you're not going to give less because you can't give less than the shear. The rabbis made a shear. Right? So when you do it this way, it's much better. That's a nice, pretty nice answer, no? Okay.
Can he do it with an exact...
You can, but...
You can, but
the Gemara is saying you don't have to do that. They even shouldn't do that. It's better not to do that. Now, one more line. What?
In case of wine in a barrel, it's first.
That what? Should we have
to give
the estimation?
You should not do that. It's a good question. Right?
I just can't seem to find it.
It's in the first paragraph, at the end of the first paragraph. So the truth is, Tosfos here brings a machlokes, whether or not Trumas Meiser has to be Ba'omed, or should be Ba'omed, and Truma Gedola also. Should be, it has to be.
Yeah, is it not to do it.
Not to do it. I don't know what that means. It's not to give Trumas Meiser Ba'omed. Maybe it's only Meiser Rishon? Right? Okay. Okay, Shem, Sheyesh, Lo, Rishos, L'Balabayis, Litrom, Truma Gedola. Just like there's a mitzvah for a Baal HaBayis to give Truma Gedol, that's his mitzvah, to give off Truma. Kach, Yesh, Rishus, L'Baal HaBayis, L'Chom Trumas Meiser. So too, Baal HaBayis can give off Trumas Meiser. Okay? Good, very good, excellent. Next Mishnah. Haminiach Peros, just in time for the Mishnah. Haminiach Peros, if somebody leaves over Peros, Lios, Mafrish, Alehen, Truma, Umaisros. That these are going to be my Trumas and Maisros. Right? Rashi says the case is as follows. Somech al elu, you're relying on the peros here. Va'ochel tevel acherim sheyeshlo, you're eating tevel that you have somewhere else. Va'omer, and you say, hare trumasan ba'osan peros shehekatsisi lakach. In other words, the truma and what you're eating are not in the same place. Right? I'm in my summer house. I have produce over here. So, okay, the regular food back at my house, that's truma. And in my summer house, I'm going to eat what really is tevel. Says Rashi, v'chein osa tamid. You can always do that. And then the Mishnah is going to say, you don't have to be choshesh that the fruit in your regular house rotted away. Right? You're in your summer house. You forgot to take off trumas and maaseres. You want to eat now. You know what? The food I have in my house, that's going to be the trumas and maaseres. When I get back to the city, I'll give it. In the meantime, there's not tevel anymore. And normally, you can't do that.
Is it apples for apples or apples for
apples? Apples for apples. But normally you can't do that because it has to be near each other. Says Rashi, this is what you did. And you can always do that. V'chein osa tamid. You can always do that. Says Tosfos in one line, in Tosfos HaMiniach Peros. No. Ba'ayri Shabbosos V'yantif Ayri. No, we're talking about Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif. Shalom min amukaf. There's no time. Shabbos is coming. If I don't take off Trumas and Ma'as, I'm not going to have anything to eat. I don't want to do it here. I don't have enough food here. All right, I'll be mafresh what I have over there. And then I can eat what I have in my summer house.
Does this have anything to do with getting this?
Zero, no. It has to do with the fact that there's a chazakah that the fruit didn't rot away. We said before, there's a chazakah that people don't die.
The chazakah.
So Gemara continues.
This is all tangent.
It's all tangent, right. But the point is, we have to stop for a second to understand what's going on. What's the case? The case is, I'm in my summer house. I have all my produce here. I forgot to take off Trumas and Ma'as here. I don't want to take off Trumas and Ma'as here. There's somebody to give it to here. I'll take off what I have back at the city. And then I can eat here. Excellent. So Rashi says you can do that all the time.
Didn't we just learn that by intention?
Yes, but there has to be...
I have intention. 100%.
But there's a din that they have to be next to each other. So you can't take off Truma.
You got to figure out the mechanics of getting that done.
Right. So Tosu says there's a din you have to do that has to be next to each other. Who made up that din? Whoever made up that din. If it's Erev Shabbos, and if it's a Shas HaTchak, okay, you can do it. That's what Tosfos says. Rashi says, V'chein osat tamid. You can always do that.
That's
what Rashi mean by that.
It's not Gemara.
What?
It's not Gemara. The case of Rabbi Akiva on the
boat. Yeah, on the boat. That what happened there?
He was able to
mock her. That's a case of emergency.
It's together.
That's not going to happen. So Rashi says, V'chein osat tamid. You can always do that. What's Rashi talking about? Right? What's Rashi talking about?
It's all from field A, or can be from different fields?
It can be from different fields. The point is, you can take off Truma. That's not a problem. The issue is, you can really, all the Truma has to be together. And here it's not. You're in one place. You're in upstate New York. And your Truma's in Woodmere. So how do you do that? Right? So Rashi says, don't worry about it. You can always do that. Tosfos says, no, you can do it if it's Erev Shabbos. So it's Rashi. Tosfos makes a lot more sense. So what's Rashi talking about? So the Ramban says...
what's the issue here? The issue is you may make a mistake and not give it up?
No. The issue is... You don't have to be choshesh that the fruit back in your house, when you're in your summer house, is gone. That's the only... Here, let's read the next line of the Gemara. No, because I want to just finish Rashi. What does Rashi say? So how does Rashi make any sense? How could you always do this? What's the problem? The problem is you can't give off truma when it's not in front of you. You can't do that.
Are you pointing a shliach here or not?
No. You're in your summer house and you're saying, all the produce in my regular house, which is 100 miles from here... It's truma. And now what I have here is no longer tevel, because I mafresh it with the fruit over there. How could you do that? There's a din that when you mafresh truma, it has to be in front of you. It's not in front of you, it's over there in your other house. So what's the answer? So Rashi said you can always do that. So Tosfos says, oh, in an emergency you can do it. It's Erev Shabbos, you can do it. What's Rashi talking about? So some say it's b'di'evet. Rashi, even though Rashi says v'chein osat tamid, he means only b'di'evet. Others say an interesting thing. The Rambam says, the Rambam says b'di'evet. The Ramban answers, well, maybe there's an Amma Aretz around, and we don't want him to eat tevel.
So
you mafresh it, even though it's not next to each other, to save Amaratzim from eating tevel. Why? Because you went to your summer house. Who'd you leave over in your house to watch your house? An Amma Aretz. So if he doesn't know about it, okay, he'll just pull anything out of the fridge and eat it. Oh, I better be mafresh, even though it's not next to each other, to save that guy from eating truma. Eating tevel. You hear?
No.
And that's what Rashi means. You could always do that.
The guy is there. You're mafresh that truma where the guy is?
What?
You're mafresh the truma that where the Amoritz is?
Yes. How many times can I say the same case?
If you're mafresh that truma, how's he going to eat that truma? How is he not allowed to eat that truma? It's even worse.
You say like this. So here's the, you ready? There's three piles of produce. There's three piles of produce. I have a pile.
Down in your house here. He doesn't know you just bought.
Okay, so there's three piles of produce. There's two piles in my regular house. One is locked in the room. One is in the refrigerator, and one is with me in my summer house.
Right, you just built another pile.
That's what I have to say.
Okay.
I'm mafreshed a pile that's locked in the room,
right.
So that, okay. And everybody else can eat. So the Amaritz is going to open up my fridge and eat an apple. It's all good.
Right.
The Rashi says, you can always do that to save the Amaritz. That's okay. That's the Ramban way of explaining Rashi. You don't have to say it's only Erev Shabbos. There's other reasons why you could do it. to save Amaratzim. Okay. Rashi Ramban gives another answer, and he says the whole issue is whether fruit, whether if produce is guarded, if it's guarded and watched, then there's no din of Ben Amukov. Ben Amukov means it has to be old for you.
Right.
But if it's guarded, there's no din like that. So if it's in my locked house, and there's no Amaretz, but it's locked, and I want to eat here, and I want to take off chewing here, you know what? I'll be mad for what I have over there. It's guarded, then there's no din of Ben Amukov. That's also a Chiddush, but there's been options how this could work. Okay. Anyway, that was a little side point. That was a little side show. The main show is, or Mos, Leos, Mafresh, Anle, and Meiser Sheni, or I have money that I'm redeeming for Meiser Sheni, Mafresh, Anle, and the Cheskas Shehen Kaiman. You can do that with the Chazaka that they're still there. The money is still in my other house, and I'm Mafresh, what I have here, I'm going to be Chal on the money there. And right?
Right,
so the money's sitting in my drawer in my house. I'm in my summer house, and my wife says, "What about my sasheni? You didn't get my sasheni." Okay, I'll mafresh whatever my sasheni is here. 10% will be chal on the coins. Where are those coins? In my drawer.
So it's a transfer.
It's a transfer, but I'm not there. I'm far away. We don't have to be choshesh. Something happened to them. Something happened with the fruit, with the produce. You don't have to be choshesh. It's got stolen or rotted away. Okay? Im Avdu, what if it did get lost? What if that did happen? Avdu, come back home. It's okay, I'm ready to give the Kohen his truma that I was mafresh when I was in my summer house. Open the door, nothing in there. It's empty. So, Harezeh Choshesh, may ace le ace, divrei Rebbe Lazar. You have to be Choshesh 24 hours.
What difference does it make?
1 second. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, 24 hours. Okay, you have to be choshesh for 24 hours, right? That what?
Which doesn't work for Shabbos.
What?
Shabbos.
No, the point is, you walk, come back on a Wednesday, and you open the door, say, okay, I was mafresh truma back on when I was up in the country, now I got to actually give the truma to the Kohen. I open the door, boom, there's no truma. It's gone. So what do? Any truma that I ate in the past 20, anything that I ate in the past 24 hours, I have to mafresh again. Only 24 hours. Why? That's the rule. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'shlosha prakim botkin hazayayin. There are 3 times a year you check for the wine. B'kedom shel motechag, by the winds of the motechag. B'hotzas smadar, when it turns into clusters. And a b'shas k'nisas mayim b'boser. And when you add water, says Rashi, b'shas k'nisas mayim l'boser, k'shehein kafol halavon, k'pul halavon nikrin boser. When it reaches that size, the grape is called a boser. U'k'shelach luchis nichneses, and when the liquid comes in, the gidla b'tocho, and it grows inside it, shiachol latzar mehem kolshu, hainu k'nisas mayim. Some shear about when the grapes grow. Loshen Acher, says Rashi, Hayukosishin Hoanovim, they would crush the grapes, Kishahain Boser, when they're the size of a Boser, Vinosin Latochan Mayim, and add water, Vinasin Chomet Latibul, and they'd make that into wine. Chomet is really vinegar. Okay? So in other words, what Rehuda is saying is there are 3 times a year where you might have to check for the grapes and give off truma on the grapes. Okay? These are the 3 times a year. Tibul means to use it as a dip. So Tosfos says on the bottom, Tosfos, it's interesting Tosfos, which is why we're reading it, Nero Luri, Koloshan Rishon, Shepirish Pekuntris, I think the first shot is right, Shekishenichna Sabolach Luchis, when the grape starts to become juicy, liquidy, Shiocha Latzar Mehen Kol Shu, stop it, Hainu Kinesas Mayim, that means Kinesas Mayim. And then you have to give off truma on it. It's already considered grown. Kiditnan, Mesech Shvias, Paragdalin, Haboser, Mishahavi Mayim, Ochabo Pito Besadeh. But once it has water in it, meaning liquid, then already you have to give off, then already you eat it. Hivish, Konas Azocho Beso. And if it spoils, you bring it into your house. I'm not sure what that means. That wasn't the Iker here. Viesh, Sheinus Harinbo, Almaga, Lefi Sheino Karayayin, Elamayim. And says, Tosfos, and therefore, if it's at this stage, it doesn't matter if a guy touches it. Because it's not called wine. It's called water. For Ben Atam Omer, Shane Lahakel. You shouldn't be makel on that. Lefisha ain't under Bikim ad Masai Korumayim. We don't know what this is talking about. We're not experts anymore. Velo Yayin, right? Vikasa for Ben Atam, Shanach is 1 year, long as Bashbul Hayayin is Yafa, the grapes didn't grow that well. In that year, there was no yayin esach. Why? Because there's no yayin. Right? What all the parameters of that? I have no idea. But I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway.
You have to ask Rashi. He was a real vendor.
Yeah, exactly.
You should ask Tosos.
So if the yayin esach is returned to them, they can't use this vendor.
I don't think so. Yeah. Okay, my ace lace. What does it mean? We said me ace lace. If you come into the house and the truma is gone, someone stole it, you have to go back me ace lace. What does it mean me ace lace? You go back 24 hours. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar me ace lace shel bedika. You go 24 hours from when you bodik it. Rabbi Elazar ben Antignas Omer Bishem Rabbi Elazar ben Yanai me ace lace shel hanacha. 24 hours from when you put it there. Now how do you know when that is? For us, when you put it there. 1 second. So Tanan, it says what's that? Im avdu, if you got lost, hare ze choshesh me'ez le'ez. You have to worry about me'ez le'ez. 1 second. Bishlom alamandar me'ez le'ez shal b'dika shaper. If you say you have to go back 24 hours from when you came home to check, that makes sense. Elamandar me'ez le'ez shal hanacha, my me'ez le'ez. Doesn't make sense, me'ez le'ez. It should say, ad me'ez le'ez mi'boyale. Because your time frame is far more. It could be of 6 months. I put it here, right? Okay, kasha, that's a kasha.
That's because of chazaka.
Exactly. What? It's because of chazaka, but now you come in and it's gone. So when did it get gone?
No, it's following the 20. The 24 is following, not before.
No, I don't think so.
Hanukkah means when he first...
When he first put it there, then went on a trip.
Hours later.
No, then went on a trip.
No, it's just
following the first 24-hour period is still prohibited.
I don't think so. Okay. Then we said, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. That was the words of Rabbi Elazar, that you have 24 hours. So we said, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Chalkin al Chaverav al Rabbi Elazar. Everyone argues on him. Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Mikvah Shenimdad. Let's say you have a mikvah that you measured it. Vinimtza Chaser. And it turns out, it's not a mikvah anymore. It's too small. The water, not enough water in the mikvah. So how far back do you go to be metame anything that was tifled? For 25 years, people are using this mikvah. One day, a guy decides to measure it, and it turns out it's not big enough. So now what do we do?
Not big enough and it doesn't have enough water.
Doesn't have enough water. It's not 40 sa. For 25 years, people are using this mikvah. So what do we do now?
It's possible it had a leak. Maybe that.
Okay, it's possible it had a leak. So it's possible it happened right now. It's possible it happened 24 years ago and 23 years ago. We don't know.
We know that every time somebody goes into the mikvah, it takes out a little bit of
okay, water. Okay, but we don't know when that happened.
Every time somebody goes into the mikvah.
What? What do you mean? The mikvah was 50 saw.
The
mikvah was 50 saw. How long does it take to go from 50 saw down to 40 saw? Minus a drop. How long? Nobody knows. So what do you do now? So, mikvah shenimdad, v'nim techasr, kol tahayros shenasu al gabav lemafreya, anything. Bein bershus ha-yachid, bein bershus ha-rabim, tameos. Go back forever. Right?
No, this is chazaka go back 24 hours.
I just quoted you that when a mikvah is no good, you go back as far as you can go. We don't say, okay, for the past 24 hours, anything was no good. But before that, it's good. We don't say that. We say, you go back as far as you can go.
So what about the ladies that went there?
It's a big problem. It's a big problem. So it was a mistake.
Sure.
It was an accident. But it's a big problem.
Yeah, but still.
Right? So Rashi says, why even Rosh Hasharabim is it a problem? Don't we have a rule that a Suffolk Tumah but Rosh Hasharabim is Tahar? Right? Don't we have a rule like that? What do you mean? The mikvah is in Rosh Hasharabim?
Yeah.
It could be a mikvah for Kalim. But then you have that. You have it in the street. You have mikvahs all over in the street. Yeah, it could be. So what?
Well, the old time mikvahs.
Not a mikvah for people that have Rosh Hasharabim.
You ever go
right. So, so what? Right. So, Heinu, Suffolk Noga, Suffolk Lo Noga. I'm not sure if I touched it. It happened in the street. There's a dead body here, and I'm not sure. Did I bump over that? I don't know. So we'll say you didn't touch it. You didn't touch it. The suffix, you didn't touch it. You were definitely tummy. There's no question you were tummy. There's no question you went to a funeral. Now, you went to a mikvah to get out of the tumor. And where did the mikvah? It happened to me, it was in Rosh Hashanah. Right? That's not the same. That's not the same suffix. Right? Right? That's for sure not the same thing. Okay, we all agree with that. Anyway, so pshita de chalukin. It's obvious that they argue on Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar and Mishnah said, if you have a suffix about the truma, you go back 24 hours, and here by the mikveh, you go back forever. Right? So it's obvious. Oh, by the way, someone argues on him. It's obvious. Right? Ma'adatema, I would have thought, ma'ilabafreya, me'es le'es. Well, you could say maybe by the mikveh, they meant 24 hours. So they're not really arguing. Kamash Malan, they didn't mean that. They meant you go back as far as you can go. You find some person who went to the mikveh 10 years ago. You're right. They got to go again. It's an ones, which is why make sure the mikvehs have enough water in it. You won't run into this problem, right?
It's funny assumption of it was good 10 years ago. Why would you assume 10 years ago it's not good? You
know, because it's just, we don't know what to do. It's a suffix. Suffix doraisa.
So do people actually measure mikvehs to make sure?
So today the mikveh that you go into, is not even the mikveh.
Right.
It's not even the real mikveh.
It's
the mikveh you never see. You never see that mikveh.
Because it's a shaka.
It's never going to happen.
Not only that, it's a huge compared. You know, 40 sizes?
Right, 40 sizes nothing. You can't even fit into it.
You can't even make as quick as 40 sizes.
What?
You could just fit it.
It's supposed to be that you could fit in. It's big enough for a person. No person can fit into the mikveh 40 sizes. Maybe a kid, a 10-year-old kid maybe. A regular adult, it's very hard. Squeeze yourself, it's very hard. Suck in the gut, you know what I'm saying? It's not
barrel.
What? Yeah.
So it's not shy.
No. Anyway. Okay, so the truth is from now to the end of the Masechta, the Gemara is really, I got it to Gemara. It's in Yehuda Omer, Gimel Prakim. Tana, the kidim shel matei chag shel tekufa. The kidim of the matei chag of the tekufa. What tekufa? So Rashi says, shel tekufa, im kvar nechnesa tekufas tishrei. It's already Tishrei. Aval im nimshecha tekufas tamuz ad kan lo. But if it's still tekufas tamuz, it's not possible. Then the answer is no. Then it's not the zman. In other words, tamuz is the summer. Tamuz goes into Tishrei. When does tekufas tamuz end? Right? So you could have a very early, in terms of the secular year, you could have a very early year, very early, and Sukkot could still be in the summer. Right? That's what Rashi's saying. Tosu says that's impossible.
Why?
Tosu says, Vim Tomar.
Tekufa doesn't change.
E Shetam Ad Kan. It's impossible for Tekufa's Tamas to last into Sukkot.
Right.
So Tosu's answer is no, it is possible. The question was, are we Ma'abir the Shana? So that it shouldn't be so early. So, right? So Tosu's answer is, we're not going to be Ma'abed the Shana just because the Tekufa, the Sukkot is very early. It's not a reason to be Ma'abed the Shana. It's one factor, but it's not the only factor. So can it be that that Sukkot could be in the summer, quote-unquote, Tekufas Tamuz, whenever that is? The answer is yes. Okay.
It's rare.
Exactly. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Begimul Prochim, Mochim Renesat Tvua. You can tell Tvua 3 times a year. Lefnei Azera, before the planting, B'Shas Azera, during, Uprosa Pesach, and before Pesach. 3 times a year, you can sell wine. Before Pesach, before Sukkot, and before Shavuot, and before Shavuot. Atzeres is Shavuot and Chag is Sukkot. V'shemen me'atzeres ve'elech, and wine from oil from Atzeres and on from Sukkot from Shavuot and on. L'may hilchasa, what kind of halach is this? Like, what do I need to know this for? Papa, Lishotfin, if you have partners. The Rashi says, if you have a partner, you're allowed to sell at these times without your partner's permission. Why? Because everybody's buying. You don't need the partner. You want to stop selling, you got to get who you don't run the business, you sell, you have a partner. You have to consult him. This time of year, you don't have to consult him. And then Rashi says, even if you could have got a better deal, you can't have a tie on the guy. Why? This is the busy season. I should not sell in the busy season. I have to wait for your permission. No. Mikan ve'elich, mai. What about afterwards? So Amarava Koyoma Pirkahu. Each day it's its own story. So it's a machlokes. So can you do it or can't you do it? It's a machlokes. Okay? Then it says, "Vayhi kizorach Hashemesh v'yamin elakim ruach kadim charishes." This is by Yonah. By Yonah, Hashem made the day very hot, and he prepared the kikayon to be shady. My charishes. What does the word charishes mean? Amar of Yehuda b'shashem and Hashemes. When the wind blows, Ose tolamim tolamim bayam. It made like waves in the water. Amalei Rabbah ihachi hanu dechziv. So then it says, "V'tach Hashemesh al rosh Yonah v'yisalaf." Right, a different pasuk there says by Yonah that it was so hot, right? So I'm not sure what this question is, right? So from this pasuk, I think we learn it's hot. What do you do with the pasuk of Harishes?
Ella, talk about two different
same words using for two different
things. Same word, right?
Same about the weather, right? So Amar Ella, Amar Rava, Bishashim and Hasheves. When it's very hot, when the wind blows, Mishatekes kol haruchos mipaneha. It calms down all the other winds. That's what it says. When it's hot, it's quiet. Why? Because all the winds calm down. When is it hot? Right? When it blows, it quiets down all the other winds. Ravuna Rav Chista Haviyasvi, they were sitting. Chalav Azal Gneva Alayu. Gneva was walking by. Amar Chad Lachavi. So one said, Nekam Mikamei, Demar Urienu. Let's stand up for him. He's a big Talmud Chacham. What? Gneva, yeah. Amalei Idach, what are you talking about? Mikamei Palgar Nekam? I should get it for someone who makes Machlokas? Not standing up for him. Adachi Asa Ihu Legabayu. So all of a sudden Gneva showed up, right? Amalu, Bamaya Siktu, what are you talking about? Amalei Beruchas, I'm talking about wind. Amalahu, Hachi Amar of Chanan Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Dal Ruchas Menasheves B'chol Yom, there are four winds, Ruch Tzafonis Menasheves Im Kulan, and the northern wind blows with all of them, Shalmalai Kain El Olam Es Kaim Filosha Achas, the world couldn't survive even 1 minute. Ruch Dromis Kashim Kulan, the southern wind's the worst, Vilmalai Ben Nates Ma'amideha, and if not for the shade, the angel called Ben Nates standing there, Merecheves Kol Olam Kulan Mipanea, the whole world would be destroyed. Shinamar, because it says, Hambe Bechinizcha Yeovad, Fine. Rava v'Rav Nachan by Yitzchak have a Yasvi. They were sitting there. Have a Chala v'Azel Rav Nachan by Yaakov, and Rav Nachan by Yaakov walked by. The Yasiv Guhuraka the Daba. He was sitting in a golden chair. Uparas Aliasar Bala Dekarti, and he was wearing like some cloak, some fancy cloak. Rava Azel Legabe. Rava went to go greet him. Rav Nachan by Yitzchak Lo Azel Legabe. Rav Nachman did not go. Amar Dilma Meinchi Debe Reish Galusin Inu. He's one of the Reish Galusin. He's a big VIP. Rava Tzarech Luhu. Rava needs to go, right? Ana Lo Tzrichidul. I don't have to go. Kedachazir Rav Nachman by Yitzchak by Yaakov, and he saw Rav Nachman by Yaakov Havi Azal Legabe. He saw that he was coming toward him. Goli Ladare Amar Shad Yanashiv. He held out his hand. And it was very, very hot.
The carriage is being blown by the hot wind.
Yeah. Amar Rava, Hachi Amar Ravashi, Mapeles, Amar Ravashi, I'm sorry, Isha Mapeles, Bo. A woman can miscarry from such weather. Shmuel Amar Afilu Magoliath Shebanam Rakevis. Even the jewels in the ocean are rotting away. And Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Shech Vazera Shebeimo Misreches Bo. The Shech Vazera inside a woman can become spoiled by the heat. Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak, Shoshan Mikra Echadarshu. All three ideas, I learned out of a pasuk. It says, Kihu ben Achim, Yafri, Yavo, Kadim, Ruach Hashem, Midbar Ola, the Yavosh, Mikoro. Okay, so Yavosh Mikoro, Zem Mikoro Shalisha, that's from a woman, that means her baby. Viechrav Mayano Zeshich Vazera, Shemeimo, that's that. And who Yishase Otzer Kol Kalei Chemda, Zuma Goliath Shebiyam. That's the jewels in the ocean. What this all means, I have no idea. Amar Rava, Adi Sora, who the Daiki Kra. It's very good, this person. He's very, 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 very hush of a person that he was darshaning the pasuk like this. Mai Kihu Bein Achim Yafri. What do those words mean? Amar Rava, Afilu Shufta Bekufina. Even the spike. The spike on the handle, Rafia will become loosened. So hot
because of the eastern wind.
Even the spikes in the shovel is going to become loosened. Rabbi Yosef Amar Afilu Sichta the Dafna Rafia. What's Sichta the Dafia? That means even the peg in the what?
The wall.
In the wall will become loosened. And Rav Chaim Yaakov Amar Afilu Kanya Bekufta Rafia. Even the weaving tools, somehow, some weaving tools, that's also going to become weakened because it's so hot.
So it all dries out?
Yeah, what does that mean? That's not true. On very hot days, the nails still stay in the wall.
But it's metal.
Even wood.
But in fact, it must wood. Maybe the wood dries out.
Hajin Allah kol haget. Hajin Allah kol haget. Hajin Allah kol haget.
Great.
Pick up tomorrow with the brand new perek. Everyone have a very good day.
Oh, yeah.